Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Advani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 15th. We dive into a new week after a nosedive in the markets on Friday, in part due to fears over escalating geopolitical tensions. The Dow tumbled 475 points, or nearly 1.25%. The S&P 500 gave up 1.62%, and the S&P 500 sank almost 1.5%. Bill, let's get into this Monday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I am watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.48%. That's almost 0.5%. That's a nice little bounce back from Friday. Friday was all about what was going to happen over the weekend, because Iran was telegraphing the fact that they were going to be, you know, doing a retaliatory strike against Israel. We just didn't know the strength of it. We didn't know what it was going to look like. Well, it was slow moving. It was methodical. It was easily taken down by Israeli forces. And then Iran came out and said, we're done with our hostilities towards Israel. That's the key. That's de-escalating all of the the risk in the market of this, you know, hostilities, you know, broadening the war. So, you know, listen, we're seeing a bounce back in equities this morning as a result. I mean, when we also, that's not the only thing going on today. I mean, we got that retail sales report for March that's coming out this morning. We got a ton of corporate earnings starting, because earnings season really just underway. You know, we're watching, you know, metals, because metals are trading higher a little bit this morning. There's new sanctions on Russia, you know, from the U.S. and the U.K. that's causing them to rally. We're seeing, you know, Salesforce talking about a new takeover of the big firm. So that's, you know, positive for the markets as well. But we're taking a quick look at the action overseas last night. And, you know, Asia was mixed to lower. You saw the Nikkei drop 290 points or 0.74%, because they were still trying to piece together what this, you know, Israeli situation with Iran was going to be. Hong Kong, you know, it dropped 121 points in Hong Kong, where the display is displaying caution ahead of, you know, a bunch of economic data that's coming out of China this week. China, on the other hand, was actually up. China was up 1.26%. The market's positive because Chinese security regulators, they published draft rules last week, which are really designed to help protect investors, giving people more confidence in the market. So, you know, that's why you saw a nice little bump in the Chinese equities overnight. We're keeping an eye on Europe this morning, and Europe is for the most part higher. We're showing the DAX up 180 points. That's 1%. Germany's really focused on corporate earnings, and we had a lot of earnings come out this morning. The FTSE's down 10 points or 0.14%. Remember, this index is very heavily weighted towards oil, and we are seeing some weakness there because of that. The CAC, on the other hand, up, 81 points or 1.02%. You know, hey, the luxury goods are rallying, and the luxury goods are like tech stocks here in the U.S. So when luxury stocks rally, that index moves higher, and that's what we're seeing this morning. Let's talk about oil for a second. Oil is trading lower. WTI is down 0.8% to $84.95. Whereas Brent's at $89.75, down 0.75%. Let's face it, that Iranian attack did occur. The missiles and drones that were launched from Iran towards Israel, the attack was stronger than anticipated and easily defeated by Israel. You know, that's the key. And Iran said to the United Nations that they've concluded their hostilities. So, you know, that premium that was added to oil on Friday has been taken out, and a little more, because remember, we had those oil statistics of growth weakening, from the EIA. So we're getting back to that. And so tomorrow we have the API oil stockpile estimates. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we get the EIA's numbers. So we got a lot of action on oil ahead, but they are weakening this morning. And that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report.
Bill, starting out a new week, especially ever after action over the weekend, you know, you're able to give us a really good overview of everything we should be watching. And as we're getting over the hump of, you know, the caution in the markets on Friday leading into this morning, you are able to look ahead to see what other information is moving the markets. And one of those things you did mention is a host of earnings that came out that we'll be following all week, starting with today. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings action?
Well, let's talk about it. Let's start off with Goldman Sachs. Goldman delivered a strong report. They beat by $3.02, and they did that on higher revenue, which is, very very positive. Now, I liked Goldman going into their earnings results, but you had two, you had a lot of open interest, heavy volume on the put open interest, and that was kind of like cautionary for me. And then you had, the uncertainty with Iran and Israel. So I mean, I couldn't pick it, but you look at it, and that stock's up, 3.85% this morning, off of that strong beat. Then you got Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab also beat that ticker SCHW, Sam Charlie Henry William. They beat by one penny. And it was done on slightly higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up, 0.24%. Okay, nothing significant. MT Bank, that ticker NTB, Michael Tom Boy, they missed by 8 cents. When you look at the stock this morning, MTB is up 2.94%. Why? Because, they strengthened their liquidity position. They saw growth in consumer loans and commercial loans, but they're shrinking their exposure to real estate, and that's a good sign. So MTB up 2.94% this morning, very positive. And we'll get a number of upcoming reports tomorrow morning, including Morgan Stanley, ticker MS, Michael Sam. Their EPS is $1.60. Their expected move is 5.08%. You got Bank of America, ticker BAC, boy, Apple Charlie. Their EPS is 77 cents. Expected move is 4.14%. Ticker J&J, Johnson and Johnson, their EPS is $2.63. Expected move is 2.91%. And United Healthcare, ticker UNH, Uncle Nancy Henry, their EPS is $6.70. And the expected move is 4.73% when they release tomorrow morning, Emily.
And Bill, you'll be keeping track of all of that using your Newswire. You have an earnings alert you can set up using Newswire, and you're going to get those earnings immediately as they come in, able to be ahead instead of trailing behind other news outlets. Another area that you're able to watch and set up an alert for are your economic events. This includes economic reports and Fed speak, both of which we have this morning. So Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
Well, listen, the key economic event this morning is the retail sales report for March. It's due out at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens. We got this euphoria going on with the Israeli Iran situation, and I think that's going to be the key factor. The retail sales report is key for the Fed when they're talking about interest rates, and that meeting is coming up. But I don't want to gloss it over, but I do think that the focus really this morning is going to be on earnings, and will be on corporate earnings, and the hostilities lessening. But the retail sales report could, if it's negative, it could, cause some pullback in the markets. We also, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we also have the Empire State Manufacturing Index, and then at 10 a.m. you get the Atlanta Fed GDP Now. In terms of Fed speakers, this is the last week for Fed speakers, because remember, the next Fed meeting is, April 30th, May 1st. So, the announcement's on May 1st. So you got a blackout period going into it. But 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to hear from New York Fed Bank President John Williams. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern time this evening, we're going to hear from San Francisco Fed Bank President Mary Daly. So, yeah, we got a lot of good economic data on tap this morning, Emily.
And you did mention that, sort of the overarching focus of the markets are those geopolitical tensions and earnings, but you gave us those economic events anyway, because you're still able to follow those very easily, even if they're not the main market moving events today. As you mentioned, they might. You're also looking at details on the day that include other types of news that could be catalysts for some small moves in the markets you're able to take advantage of. You're looking at things like merger news, shareholders meetings, other catalysts, grouping your stocks together like your FANG stocks and your Dow 30 stocks. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just doing a quick data check this morning. What do I see? I mean, the fact is I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing two lower, one unchanged, the rest are in the green, so it's very positive. And the ones that are lower are absolutely understandable. You look at your FANG stocks, the majority of them are higher, but we are seeing weakness in Apple and Tesla, which is understandable. I mean, let's talk about the news on Apple. I mean, the stock is lower by 0.7% this morning. Could fall over 1% easily today. iPhone shipments slipped to a worse than projected 10% decline in the March quarter. That's not good for Apple. What else do we see here? Meta platforms, seeing a number of multiple price target increases this morning on the stock. Netflix, their new film chief, is shifting focus to improving movie quality. And Tesla. Tesla's came out and said that they're going to be cutting 10% of global staff. That's not good for Tesla. So see those stocks trading down 1.3%. Remember, their earnings are coming and they're not expected to be good. So Tesla could significantly weaken in the week ahead. Talking Dow Jones stocks, Dow Jones 30 stocks. We're starting off with American Express, ticker AXP. Card member loans as a percentage of total was at 1.4% at the end of March. And at the end of February is 1.5. So that's actually a benefit. That's actually an uptick. So we got to be pleased about that. Goldman, we're seeing strong gains this morning. I mean, Goldman's up over 4% after that earnings results. Verizon, AWS, and the NHL demo 5G enabled cloud broadcasting systems. That's positive for Verizon. What else we see? Salesforce, CRM, Salesforce.com. This mergers news or Dow Jones 30, however you want to look at it. Stocks off on the buyout rumors. There's a buyout rumor that Salesforce is in advanced talks to acquire data management software provider Informatica. That's ticker INFA, India Nancy Frank Apple. You look at Salesforce, it's down 2.83% on this news. So, this is one of the big mergers that Salesforce is doing. We're talking MPW, Michael Paul William Medical Properties Trust. Stocks trading higher this morning after agreeing to sell Utah Hospital Properties. MTW showing a nice gain this morning. In terms of shareholders news, let's talk APN, ticker APPN, Apple, Paul Nancy. Just an alert that they're having an investor's day tomorrow, and that investor's day starts at 1:30. So we might see some positive news reports coming out on APPN tomorrow morning. That's something to keep an eye on. If there's weakness, keep an eye on it. In terms of catalyst calls this morning, we're talking Citibank. They opened up a 90-day positive catalyst watch on NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, and a 30-day positive catalyst watch on Microchip, ticker MCHP, Michael Charlie Henry Paul this morning. And that's really what I have for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
I'm going with Bank of New York, ticker BK, boy, kilo. I mean, the fact is their earnings are coming out tomorrow morning. And you look at the stock. I mean, yesterday on Friday, we saw 17,047 calls versus 15,033. Now, that's positive. That's nice, especially because Friday was such an ugly day. And then you look at the open interest, 42,204 versus 31,436. Again, that's positive. Then you look at what the major brokers are doing on the stock. They've been raising their opinions on the stock, and they're raising price targets as well. It's sneaky, but I think this one is just going to be creeping higher all day. And you're going to see a move once the earnings are released, because listen, the stock is priced for a move of 5.23%. That's like $2.80. So, keep an eye on Bank of New York. In terms of an entry area, I'm looking at the stock. It's pretty wide. It hasn't really started trading yet this morning. If I can get in low 55s, $55 area, if it trades under 55, that'd be great. But low 55s, that's my entry points for Bank of New York this morning. Ticker BK, boy, kilo. And I think we're going to see some gains there today and tomorrow morning. So that's my pick of the day. Bank of New York, ticker BK, boy, kilo, Emily.
We will follow Bank of New York along with you today. And coming up, we'll take a look back on Friday's pick of the day when we do a recap on that. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
LG and ticker A gets European IVDR certification for its GentroSure DX post-nasal assay. This is on oil. Russia restoring oil refining capacity knocked out by the drones. Okay, well, that's kind of expected. Goldman Sachs headcount down 2% in first quarter versus the end of 2023. EGRX, Edward Grace Richard X-Ray, Eagle Pharmaceuticals to present data from phase 3 trial. It's upcoming. Got to keep an eye on that. Okay, let's see what else we got here. REZI, Richard Edward Zebra, India. Risotto Tech is going to be acquiring Snap One, ticker SNPO, for $10.75 a share. Ticker AMS, they announced the passing of their CEO over the weekend. It's not positive for the stock. Warner Music, Hollywood performers and media professionals have reached a tentative agreement with major record labels such as Warner and Sony Music, a 5-year period, which is good, nice and long. Moderna and Pfizer. Moderna's patent lawsuit claiming Pfizer and biotech copied its COVID-19 vaccine technology will be put on hold while the U.S. Patent Office determines whether the two of three Moderna patents issues are valid. Spirit AeroSystems, remember Boeing's made an offer to buy these guys. They're limiting overtime as hiring as productivity declines due to a lower output of 737 MAX jets. Makes sense. And that's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into another week of trading, let's do that check-in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Roblox. That's ticker symbol RBLX. Now, if we recall, on Friday, it was a messy day in the markets, but this pick came on the heels of news that the company was ramping up a focus on ad dollars. You were hoping to catch a little weakness and then have it go up from there. And again, it was a messy day in the markets. Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out really good, actually. I mean, you know, listen, the stock opened up at $38.99. And a day like Friday, you don't want to be jumping in even though price is low. You want to wait 15, 20 minutes, you know, and sure enough, you know, about the, you know, I don't know, 50 minutes after the opening bell hit, I mean, you saw the stock trading at, the stock, you know, really did move lower. And, you know, but then it just pushed higher. It pushed all the way up to 39.54. So whether you got an opening price or a little bit lower, you there was definitely that opportunity for that 1% gain. Because after the selling pressure hit, yeah, it did fall down a little more. It closed at 38.37. But, you know, opening at 38.99 and running up to 39.54, that's more than 1%. So, you know, we got the 1% in there. It was a good trade. It was a good idea. And I was happy with it, Emily.
A win there, especially on a day like Friday, getting some green in that sea of red. Certainly a win. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Bank of New York pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.